This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. Stole many a man's soul away. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his face. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Our brand new NBC News Wall Street Journal poll. The bad news for President Trump, an approval rating at a historic low. The good news, his supporters are as enthusiastic as ever. We have our first look at how the public feels about President Trump in our brand new NBC News Wall Street Journal poll out this morning. The president's approval rating stands at 44%, with 48% disapproving. That is the lowest rating ever recorded in our poll at this early stage of a presidency. For a little perspective, it took President Obama 32 months to fall into negative territory. It took President George W. Bush 41 months for his numbers to be underwater.
Welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432 is the number here. I want to talk about this poll. But first, tonight is President Donald Trump's first State of the Union speech. Of course, they don't call it the State of the Union. But suffice it to say that it is the State of the Union. But I want to go back to this poll here. Okay? Because in the same poll, by the way, I love how the media spins this, right? Okay? Chuck Todd gets out there. This was, because I remember watching this. And it was all over the news. Lowest rating ever in history for a president. Okay? In terms of a negative rating this early in his tenure. Okay? But the same poll, the same NBC News Wall Street Journal poll, found that 51% of Americans think the media has been too critical in their coverage of President Trump. That's right. The exact same poll found that 51% of Americans think that the media has been too critical. That number was 8 times larger than the 6% of the public who thought the press hadn't been critical enough of the new administration, and 41% that say the news coverage has been objective. Okay? In Monday's Wall Street Journal, reporter Jason Bellini explained, "It isn't clear what role Mr. Trump's barrage of attacks on the fairness and credibility of the press has played in shaping the president's agenda." It's not clear. Like, what are they talking about? it's pretty clear to me, okay? He says, "It isn't clear what role Mr. Trump's barrage of attacks on the fairness and credibility of the press has played in shaping the majority's opinion that coverage of administration has been too negative. A majority of those polled, some 53%, also believe the news media have exaggerated problems in the Trump administration. Some 45% say that is not the case." Okay? But look how they reported it. They reported that it was the lowest, that the president's approval rating stands at 44%. approval, with 48% disapprove. But they fail to tell you in the same poll that 51% of Americans think that you, the media, are being too harsh. I mean, that's their own poll. It's their own poll. NBC News, Wall Street Journal poll. Okay? I'm just reporting, just letting you know what the facts are. So tonight, Donald Trump is going to talk about tax reform. He's going to talk about cutting the budgets of certain agencies. It has been reported, and we are reporting as well as other outlets, that Donald Trump plans to cut the budget of the State Department by 37%. And let me just say this. If that is true, that is going to make people's heads are going to roll, and people are going to freak out. But this is what Donald Trump ran on, and this is what he talked about. Okay? So, think about it for a minute. He's going to come in, and he's going to say, I am going to cut the budgets of XYZ agencies. I'm also going to cut taxes. Okay? And so, the fact that Donald Trump, look, let's be honest here. There are instances, I would say, probably more often than not, where the government wastes money. They waste your money. Because the government is that 16-year-old kid that everybody knows. Everybody knows that 16-year-old kid when you were in high school whose parents were rich and gave him a new car when he turned 16 and he got his driver's license, and he proceeded to do what? He proceeded to, and everybody knows this guy, this kid, proceeded to total the car. And then what did his parents do? They gave him a new one. Okay? I had that guy, the guy that I had in my high school was Kelly Smith, okay? And Kelly Smith, he had the brand new Trans Am, okay? When we were in high school. Brand new Trans Am. Of course, we hung out with him. Yeah, he's a good guy. But anyway, my point is, that's the government. That's the government. Government is the 16-year-old kid whose parents give him a brand new car. And he proceeds to trash it. Because he knows that his parents are just going to give him another one. That's the government. That's your government. Because they don't care. They don't care about the money they spend. They don't care. And we saw this with Trump at the very beginning. We saw this when he met with the CEO of Boeing at Mar-a-Lago. And he said, I'm not paying $4 billion for Air Force One. There's no way I'm paying for that. Because in the past, there was no negotiation going on. This is the price? Okay, cool. No problem. You know why? It's not their money. It's not their money. For the first time, frankly, that I can ever remember, for the first time, you actually have a president who cares about your money, cares about your money, cares about government waste and spending. And the fact that Donald Trump is going to cut government spending and cut taxes. Of course, we don't have the details of the tax plan yet. And look, and I don't even have the details of the speech tonight, but this is what's being reported, and I have no doubt that he is going to in fact, I mean, all indications are that he is going to cut some of this government spending. And frankly, it needs to happen, because it's your money. It's my money. It's not the government's money. It's our money, and we need to start thinking like that. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You made my soul burning fire.
getting to be my one desire.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
He's still so mad. Now back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show, and yet another example of why the Trump administration has such heartburn in dealing with the media. Here's a perfect example. President Trump met today with about 60 presidents of historically black colleges and universities in the Oval Office. Okay? Actually, it wasn't today. My bad. It was yesterday. But the pictures are coming out today. Yet the media focused on Trump senior advisor Kellyanne Conway taking pictures of the meeting while positioned on an Oval Office couch. Okay? AFP posted only one photo from the meeting, focused on Conway, with the caption, Kellyanne checks her phone after taking a photo of President Donald Trump and leaders of black universities and colleges in Oval Office. Yeah, she probably took the picture and was checking the picture in her phone. Okay? The AFP photo was released by CNN's Jake Tapper. John Passantino, deputy news director for BuzzFeed, posted another photo of Conway with the caption, shoes on the couch in the Oval Office. MSNBC producer Kyle Griffin, trying to imagine if the reaction of any Obama administration official sat on the couch in the Oval Office like that. Keith Olbermann, get your effing feet off the furniture, Kellyanne. This isn't your home. Really? The Australian. It's, I guess, a magazine from down under. What's Kellyanne Conway doing on the couch? New York Daily News. Kellyanne Conway photographed kneeling on White House couch. The Telegraph. The UK Telegraph. Show some class. Kellyanne accused of lacking respect after putting feet up on Oval Office couch. Are you kidding me? And it just goes on and on. What's going on here? Oh, another one by some individual named Yasher, because she's showing disrespect to the presidents of historically black colleges. He also, this same individual, Yasher, also said, imagine if Ambassador Rice, Valerie Jarrett, or Nicole Wallace did this. Can't begin to imagine the outrage. Okay. This is what they, this was the story. The story wasn't, wow, he's meeting with historically black colleges. Look what he's doing. No, the story is, Kellyanne Conway is sitting on the couch with her shoes on. Okay? And this is the same press that never, ever called out Mr. Obama or Hillary Clinton or anybody really on the left. But this is the story here. This is the story. In fact, there is another story. This is from the Daily Mail. I just want to read this, some of the headlines here in the Daily Mail story. And look, my point is this. How many times did we see pictures of Obama and his kids in the Oval Office? How many times did we see pictures of Obama with his feet up on the desk, lounging around, and the media never said anything because, you know, they were down with it. So here's the Daily Mail. Make yourself at home, Kellyanne. White House advisor is taken to task after she makes herself comfortable on the Oval Office couch while wearing her heels as Trump hosts leaders of black colleges. Really? Climbing on the sofa has been explained as Conway trying to get a better angle to take a photo on her phone. I mean, are you kidding me right now? And there's close-up shots, by the way, of her on the couch. Okay? And because her legs were, like, tucked behind her. Let me read this excerpt. Moments after taking a photo herself, she was seen checking her phone with her legs tucked behind her. Users on Twitter were quick to mock the advisor's own ill-advised pose, with many shocked at the lack of formality displayed in such a formal setting. A number of online commentators noted how casual Conway's pose appeared to be, considering the administration was making an effort to reach out to the black community. Shocking and bizarre. How do you get that comfortable in your boss's office, especially in front of guests? Just when you think this administration couldn't shock you anymore, wrote one tweet user, while another thought the pose was more appropriate for someone at home. I sit on my couch like that, only when I'm watching TV and having the munchies, though. Really? I love this part. Just when you think this administration couldn't shock you anymore. It's shocking! My God! Even so-called Kellyanne fans, I love this, were dismayed by the lack of respect showed by the president's counselor. I'm a Kellyanne fan, but this is appalling. My mother would never let us put our feet on the furniture. She sits in a desk chair with both feet and shoes bundled up under her in full view of the public as she scrolls through her phone. Wow. I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on from there. Really? Nothing better to talk about than the fact that Kellyanne Conway. And by the way, there are so many pictures, official White House pictures of Obama with his feet up on the desk. Obama with his feet up on the coffee table. But this is what they want to talk about. This is the big story this morning. I couldn't believe it. I was getting up this morning. I'm checking my news feeds, and these are the stories popping up. Really? This is a story? Kellyanne Conway has her feet up on... I'm not even kidding you. Kellyanne Conway has her feet up on the couch. My God. How dare she? That's a story? That's the media now? That's what they want to talk about? It's just another example of the media and what their priorities are. And their priorities are to... Make the Trump administration look like a bunch of buffoons. They don't know what they're doing. Look, she's got her feet up on the couch. How dare she? It's part and parcel with, Donald Trump and how he's a buffoon as well. That's what this is. I mean, that is the best thing you can come up with. Come on. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel-toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, click safety.grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years
at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. We are joined now by Matt Boyle, who is the Washington political editor for Breitbart News. And I just want to say straight up that congratulations on your interview with President Trump, Matt. How are you?
I'm doing well, Ed. How are you?
Good, good. I got to give you props, bro. I love the. By the way, I love the picture of you interviewing President Trump in the Oval Office. Really, my hat's off to you. I'm so proud of you. Really, congratulations.
Well, thank you, man. It was very exciting. A lot going on. It's like a whirlwind in there, right? Like so. He had just wrapped his lunch with the United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley and the Vice President. And so, as we were walking in, I see Ambassador Haley standing right there outside the Oval Office. And as I'm walking into the Oval Office, there comes the Vice President. I talked to him for a second, shook his hand. Then there's the President walks in. And then as I'm wrapping up the interview after about 15 minutes or so in the Oval Office, I walked past Speaker Paul Ryan and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. So, I mean, it was kind of surreal seeing all of this swirling around it there. And then, of course, White House Chief of Staff Ryan Priebus and Chief Strategist Steve Bannon were in there as well. And so it was like kind of surreal seeing all of this happen in front of you.
Wow, super cool. Now, is that the first time you've ever been to the Oval Office?
I've never been in the Oval Office until yesterday for that interview, and it was everything you think it is and more. We'll say that.
I got to tell you, it's interesting because I have been in the Oval Office as well, and you know what? The first thing that I noticed, and tell me if this is the case for yourself, it's how small it is. Like, when you're in there, you're like, wow, it's tiny, right?
Yeah, but it's also very, like, open, right? Like, I was kind of expecting, like, because you can see out the windows right behind the desk and everything. And like, it's very like open air-ish almost, right? Like it was, it, that, right. that was the, it's smaller than you think it is, but,
right.
but it's also like open air, right? Like you look out and the, you know, there's the outside, the lawn out there, right? Like it's, you'd figure it'd be like a little bit more like closed off or something, right? Like, and that it was very open, right? Like, but also small. Yeah.
Super cool. Super cool. All right. Well, give me some of the highlights of the actual interview.
Yeah, so the first thing we talked about was I got his reaction to the Oscars and the flub where they screwed up the Best Picture Academy Award at the Academy Awards the other night in Hollywood. You know, and he says that they think that he thinks that they screwed up the Academy Award for Best Picture as well as the other screw ups at the Oscars because. They were a little bit too focused on politics and attacking him. And I think he's right about that. I think that Hollywood has kind of gone off the rails a little bit here with Trump. I mean, imagine that. We've got a Republican president who's a grassroots guy who just infuriates Hollywood to the point where they can't even get the basics of their biggest night of the year downright. And I think he's right about that. Then after that, we talked about the difference between you know, those in the media who are trying to do journalism, and the fake media that have an intent that is designed to try to undermine this administration, undermine the president entirely, and not actually hold him accountable. And so what he talked about was, again, specifically the New York Times, right? And he said that the New York Times, their intent is, quote, so evil and so bad, end quote. And he says, quote, they write lies, end quote. Those are some pretty strong words from the president of the United States about the New York Times. And I don't think the Times was very happy about it. I just saw a bunch of reporters from that outlet tweeting about it later. Then after that, we talked about his speech that he's going to be giving to Congress tonight and several key administration agenda items like securing the border, building the wall, enforcing our immigration laws, tax cuts, health care, the repeal and replace of Obamacare, and then also the budget, right? So, you know, as of this interview was starting earlier in the day, we saw some details coming out about the new budget from the Trump administration, which is going to aim to spend billions more on defense and make up for that with cuts in spending in other places and that are wasting the money in our government.
Right. And one of the things that I have heard, and I'm sure you probably heard this as well, is that he's looking to cut 37% of the budget from State Department in order to pay for this increase in military spending, as well as cutting the budgets of the EPA, amongst other things. And that's the only details that we have now. I'm sure there's going to be more details that are going to come out. And also, I want to tell people that are listening, this isn't the final budget. The final budget isn't really going to come out till I think March 16th, something right around there. Is that correct?
Yeah, and again, this won't necessarily be the actual budget of the federal government, right? This is a proposal by the Trump administration that
right.
they put forward as their proposed budget. Then it has to go through the whole process of congressional debate, right? Because those are the guys that technically have the purse strings. They make negotiations. And they'll debate different parts of the proposal. I mean, I'm sure they'll consider it, and there might be parts of it that they approve and parts of it that they don't. You know, and we're seeing some people like Lindsey Graham, a vehemently anti-Trump Republican, came out and said that the Trump budget would be dead on arrival because of the deep cuts to the State Department, right? He doesn't like that stuff, right, because he wants that money to go to foreign aid. But, you know, I mean, you have to question whether or not the foreign aid that we've been giving out has been working or not. I don't know if it has been. And so there's a lot of different retooling that's going through the process here. There's a lot of guys that are working really hard. Obviously, OMB Director Mick Mulvaney, the former congressman from South Carolina, who was recently sworn in as OMB Director, has been working on a budget around the clock, as has the White House. And I think we're going to get some details on that budget and some administration priorities this evening from the president when he gives his address to a joint session of Congress. So I think we're going to get a lot more granular detail about what's going to happen this evening.
And I've also heard that some of the Democrat legislators are going to show up with some illegals to protest Donald Trump. I think that Donald Trump should arrest them and have ICE officers there as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, technically, good.
I know.
So, I mean, that would be interesting if he does. I don't know if he's going to. We haven't seen any indication of them doing that, but I don't know if they'd want to telegraph that they would do that. But, again, we've seen the administration is focused on enforcing the law specifically with regard to illegal immigration. They've got a priority on deporting people who have criminal records. So I don't think Democrats would be unwise to that level.
I mean, no, I don't think so.
They're playing politics here by bringing in illegal immigrants, but I doubt they're going to bring anyone in that has a criminal record as well. And so, but we've seen a focus in the Trump administration on illegal immigrants with criminal records, right? And there's about 2 to 3 million is kind of the number that gets thrown around as the expected number of those who, you know, have driving offenses, criminal offenses, other kinds of offenses. Those are the ones they're focusing on first. And there's anywhere from 20 to 30, maybe even more million illegal immigrants total in the country. That 11 million number that you hear bandied about, that you've heard bandied about for years, is just way too low. They've been saying that for like 10 years, and so we know there's more and more coming into the country. So the question is what is he going to do with them, and how is that going to factor into a larger scale immigration policy, right? And again, is he going to get it to the point where we have a secure border? The flow of illegal immigration stops with the building of a wall and the enforcing of our interior immigration laws. And then maybe we can have a discussion about what to do with the people who are here illegally once the whole system is solved. Basically, if there's going to be an amnesty, it better be the last amnesty.
All right, Matt Boyle from Breitbart News. Thanks for coming on the show, and I am proud of you, my man, really. Guy, congratulations on that interview. We will be back soon. Do not go anywhere. The madness returns in a moment.
The Edward Woodson Show.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, NanoCurcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. NanoCurcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. NanoCurcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show, 877-317-6432. Well, CNN host Aaron Burnett has a charge in search of a crime. During a segment with former Attorney General Michael Mukasey on Monday night, Burnett repeatedly pressed him to say that Trump's rumored campaign talks with the Russians were illegal, going so far as to speculate the accusations amounted to treason. Treason! Mukasey, who swatted down Burnett's conspiracy theories by citing the law, was left in a position where he could only be stunned by her words. The CNN host seemed to desperately try to pin anything on President Trump. She went so far as to read into a statement by current Attorney General Jeff Sessions after he said the DOJ has to remain independent, but that not every contact is improper, and that he has not examined the alleged contacts in denial. I want you to listen to this, okay? Because here's the deal. How long is this whole, because I just heard this last night. These people are still talking about Russia, right? Like as if that, you know, what exactly are we talking about here with Russia? That the Trump administration had contacts with Russia? Oh, no. Really? It's not illegal, number one. And secondly, isn't that what they're supposed to do? They got a new administration coming in, and, you know, you're supposed to reach out. That's your job. Anyway, let me play this for you. Because,
the FBI and the DOJ have to remain independent, but not every contact is, not improper. Correct. I have not examined these in detail. It sounded from reading that like he's trying to give himself cover in case something improper did happen. I mean, this isn't a full-throated defense. This is every contact may not be improper, but I haven't looked at these.
That's what any person would say in his position. He hasn't looked at them, nor should he waste his time looking at them.
So should he recuse himself and do a special prosecutor, as Daryl Issa is asking for?
Special prosecutor of what? Where's the crime? We haven't even named a crime, let alone suggested that charges are going to
be brought. So you're saying until Congress comes out and says, here's the proof that we now see that there was connections between the Trump campaign and Russians known to U.S. intelligence, if That's, and then, and only then you would say, because that would be possibly a criminal act, right?
No, it wouldn't.
Even if they had regular contact talking about working together?
The only statute I know that conceivably violates is the Logan Act, which hasn't been prosecuted since 1793.
Right.
And when they get to Jimmy Carter, Jesse Jackson,
you from talking about Dennis, future policy. But I'm talking about collusion, or it would be great if you could find things on Hillary Clinton, those sorts of conversations. That would be treason, right?
What?
No?
No.
You're fine with that.
It's not a question of being fine. I'm not fine with it, but there's a difference between treason and what I'm fine with or not. And saying you ought to get stuff on Hillary Clinton, believe it or not, is not a crime, even if you're saying it to the Russians.
You see, Aaron Burnett is so... Look, nothing illustrates what we've been talking about more than this. And that is that, like I said to you before, the NBC News Wall Street Journal poll that showed that 51% of the population believes that the media has been too critical of Donald Trump. They are looking for things that don't there's no there. There's nothing there. There's no crime. It's true. Where is the crime? Where is the crime? They continue to talk about them and make these allusions to everyone. That, there was a... some shenanigans going on because the Trump administration, several members of the Trump administration reached out to Russia. So what? So what? I mean, they've been trying to, think about this, they've been trying to pin some kind of Russia deal on Donald Trump since last summer. And it hasn't, and look, if there was, believe me, if there was something there, we would have heard about it. It would have been leaked. Think about all the leaks that are coming out right now. Okay? The leaks that are coming out that you hear every day. They're nothing. They're literally nothing. If there was something, you can bet your ass, okay? If there was something in either the State Department, the Department of Justice, any investigations going on about collusion with the Russians to influence our election, because that's what they're trying to allude to here, is that somehow Donald Trump committed treason. You heard her, Aaron Burnett, treason. She actually said treason. Like, what are you, are you insane? Treason? Nothing he has done has been illegal. And, in fact, if they could have proven something, then we'd be talking now about. Then you'd be talking about, trust me, the Democrats would say, oh, we got you now, we're going to move to impeach. Treason, high crimes and misdemeanors. Are impeachable offenses. The fact is, he hasn't done anything. And all this talk of the Russians, this is McCarthyism. This is exactly what McCarthyism is. Exactly. And it kills me, again, and I've said this many times, that the media and liberals all of a sudden now embrace McCarthyism. They embrace the deep state. They embrace the intelligence community. What happened to the Democrat Party? This is why they're irrelevant. This is why they're laughing at you. This is, look, it's the same thing with these Hollywood people. They're just talking to themselves. You know, if you spend all your time bashing Trump, you're just talking to yourself. That's all you're doing. Like the Oscars is a perfect example of just living in an echo chamber and just talking to yourself. I mean, great, awesome. That's what the Democrats are doing now. And that's what the media is doing now. They're just talking to themselves. Meanwhile, the president has circumvented you and made you irrelevant. They still don't realize that. What about the Russians? What about, it's the lamest, weakest argument I've ever seen in my life in politics. Honestly. What about the Russians? What about the Russians? Give me some proof. What about the Russians? What exactly are you talking about? What are you talking about? Give us proof. What did the Russians do? What did they do? Were they instrumental in picking Hillary Clinton? Were they instrumental in the... They must have had a lot of influence in the DNC, clearly. And also, I guess they kept all those Democrats from voting for Hillary. Damn, those Russians are good. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The madness and the mayhem continues after this short break. We'll be right back.
Tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.